Next item on the agenda is Andrew Sturgis, travel stud.
I hope you will recall that this item was on your agenda last month, and due to my confusion, you ended up not making a decision, and as a result of that, once my confusion cleared up, we completely re-advertised the Mr. Sturgis's proposal for 4-pound nets and went back out for public comment. We notified all of the individuals who previously had commented that they didn't need to re-comment, that all those comments would be provided to you at this meeting, and they are in your package that was sent out to you last week. We did receive one additional comment as a result of the re-advertisement.
Thank you.
Essentially a comment from an individual saying, I hope you consider all the comments that I sent to you previously on this and in opposition to the net. The Mr. Sturgis is proposing to place 4 nets at locations that haven't had pound nets at them, so they're new locations. You may recall that we received a lot of public comment on these, and I believe it was 6 letters and a petition containing 111 signatures in opposition to the nets for a variety of reasons that are listed there in your evaluation. I'm not going to go back through all of those comments because I think you're familiar with them from last month. I would just sort of summarize by saying staff objected to net number 1 on the basis that it was proposed to be located right in the middle of this bed of submerged aquatic vegetation. And we suggested that if you wanted to approve a net somewhere near there, you might move, require Mr. Sturgis to locate that net further offshore. Net number 2 was objected to at last month's public hearing by Mr. O'Malley, who's a landowner in this area. He also objected to net number 1. And again, he's suggesting that net number 2 likewise be moved further, at least be moved further offshore, if not eliminated completely, to allow him additional access up and down the shoreline that he owns. Net number 3, as I recall, was not objected to by anyone specifically. It is away from SAV beds, so it's not on top of them, although they're in the vicinity. And then net number 4, again, staff objected to this net, again, on the basis that it's at least partially located in SAV beds. And again, we had suggested last month that you might want to consider requiring Mr. Sturgis to locate that net further offshore. This is simply a graph that depicts all 4 of the nets on one slide. Again, the yellow coloration here being the SAV beds. So unless you have questions, you know, that's the staff presentation. Everything's included in the package, and I believe, I know Mr. Sturgis is here, and I believe Mr. O'Malley's here as well.
Mr. Fox.
It seems to me at the last meeting there was some question about how he got the authority to apply.
Please explain that. The
one in, one out, or something.
You want me to explain my confusion?
Yeah. Please.
I was, in prior years, several years ago, the full cap that is placed on pound nets of 161 was completely taken up. In other words, right, there were 161 licenses, and you couldn't obtain a new license. You could purchase a license from an existing holder, and if you wanted to move that net to a new location, you'd go through this process. There were instances in previous years where individuals would fail to set those nets that were part of the cap. and as a result, they would lose their eligibility for those nets. Other individuals would come in and apply at the beginning of the year for nets, and if more than one individual applied and there were enough openings, then we would hold a lottery and issue those licenses to the winners of the lottery, and then they would decide where they wanted to put them. We would go through this process. What I didn't realize at last month's meeting is that we haven't been anywhere near the cap in several years, and that as a result, anyone at the beginning of the year is allowed to come in and make application for a pound net until we hit the cap, and that's what Mr. Sturgis had done. I didn't realize he could had that opportunity because I thought we were still at the cap. Mm-hmm. But we weren't, so he's allowed. And there are other folks this year, for instance, that have come in and will be making application for nets because we're not at the cap, and they too will have to go through this same process.
So he is allowed to make this application?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, Jack, in consideration, not this because this is where it is now, if we continue to have significant numbers of open slots, we may want to look at the actual cap number and possibly reducing the cap as far as fishing effort is concerned. That way could reduce.
I'm not sure we're going to hit the cap. Even this year, I think we still have quite a few open licenses that could be had by any individual coming in.
Just maybe something to consider.
We do have now all of this information on our website so that not only we, but the public can track what's available, how many licenses are there. Mr. Sturgis is clearly interested in expanding his interest in the pound net fishery. He has, I believe he had one in the water last year. He had these four that he's applied for. He's also applied for three additional licenses this year. So he could end up potentially with a total of eight nets in the water. We just have to work out the locations of the nets.
However, that item should not neither prejudice nor in any way impact this application, regardless of what might be, just for the record. Mr. Fox,
one more question.
Yes, sir.
At last month's meeting, there was a discussion, the same as it is today, that nets 2 and 3 seem to be well located, properly located. Nets 1 and 4 were on SAV, and it was suggested that maybe he could move them offshore. Presumably, he heard that discussion at the last meeting, but has he offered to move them offshore? Or?
He hasn't offered anything to me.
Okay.
Whether he's ready to present anything today, I don't know. But
okay.
We had that conversation as well after the meeting.
Okay.
Further questions of Mr. Travelstead? Thank you, Jack. This is a public hearing continuation, I guess, of a public hearing. Mr. Sturgis, is anyone here in support of this application? Mr. Sturgis, you want to come forward and maybe answer some of the questions Mr. Fox may have had or address the commission in any manner you so desire?
As far as the net number one goes, it's already two different people with clam grounds there, and every time they dig clams, if it's any grass there, they destroy it when they dig them out. And all I want is a little piece of chain going to the shoreline and a 20 by 20 net there 3 months out of the year. That's all I'm asking for. And Mr. O'Malley going up and down the shoreline, he's more than capable of doing that. The first net, again, I didn't run it all the way to the bar, so it's probably 50 to 80 feet or so where he can go around it. That's where the deeper water is anyway, not against the shoreline.
Questions of Mr. Sturgis by members of the commission. Mr. Tankard, yes, sir.
When you mentioned chain and anchor, and I've seen some of these pound nets that are putting the chain and anchor up on land, dry land. You're not proposing that, are you?
No, just to the low water mark.
Okay. All right.
Further questions? Do your hands up, Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Okay, please.
Did you consider the possibility of moving offshore, nets 1 and 4?
I was saying before, if I had to, I'd move them inshore, but It's really important that they go to the shore because that's where the fish travel. So I wouldn't have any problem if I needed to shorten it a little bit so people could get around, but I really don't want to move it offshore, you know, where it is.
Because the fish would go inside.
Right,
yeah.
They just go inside of it. Mm-hmm. And they can, when they get a hard wind, they come right down the beach. A lot of times they're right on the shoreline. And as shallow water as they can get sometimes.
But you understand our concern about
right,
the SAV?
Right. Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
But I want like to keep it how it is. If not, then that's the way it goes.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Sturgis.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else here in support of this application? Yes, sir. Good afternoon. State your name for the record, please.
I'm Todd Sturgis. I'm Drew's father. He basically said it all. The pine nets work better when they go to the shore. And if he has to shorten them, he'd rather do it on the offshore end. It's 6 to 8 feet of water on the offshore ends of them. Plenty of water for a boat to go around and go up and down the shoreline.
How long have you been fishing pound nets?
Well, only last year with him. I used to go 40 years ago with neighbors of mine that had them in these same spots. I worked on the water commercially for 8 years. And then I'm a bricklayer by trade, and that's what I'm doing now. So,
hope you're staying busy at that right about
no,
now.
No, I'm not. That's why yes, I'm helping him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any questions? Just a minute, Mr. Sturgis. Any questions of Mr. Sturgis? Thank you, Mr. Sturgis. Anyone here in opposition? Mr. O'Malley, good afternoon, Council.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I appreciate your patience and the opportunity to talk about this.
We appreciate yours as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you state your full name, please?
Yeah.
I will attempt not to repeat.
State your full name for the record.
My name is Edwin J. O'Malley, Jr.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll attempt not to repeat my prior observations or arguments or representations. I think your commission, and without abandoning any prior arguments, I'm focusing just on what are the standards which you are to apply in evaluating this siting issue, which is really what's before you today?
Yes, sir.
Where should what is a new location for a pound net? Where should it be? Well, your commission has prepared the regulations which have set forth the standards. And they say, among other things, and perhaps primarily, is in a separate sentence, you have to consider the public trust doctrine as embodied in the Constitution of Virginia. And, of course, in your code. It also has some other standards. Public trust doctrine, as your counsel will tell you, in Virginia has not really as evolved in such specific fashion as it has perhaps in my home state of New Jersey, which has become an issue. But in any event, it's a determination that the public has an interest in the bottom and the waters over the bottom and in the fish. So I think that part of your task is to balance the interest of the public and my friends, the Sturgises, and I have chatted with them, and we are becoming better acquainted.
Good.
We have a different point of view, but I have a lot of respect for people who work on the water. I realize the importance of commercial fishing. I represent commercial fishermen. I'm not here just to do good. I'm just trying to narrow down the focus, make it easy. His proposed nets 3 and 4 are of no concern to me. They're offshore. Your staff has respected Dr. Turner's concern about number 4. I have no opinion on that. Your staff has similarly said it's the net number 1. Maybe you shouldn't do it all, and at the very least, you should move it offshore. As Mr. Travels did very kindly reported, we object to net number 1, period. It shouldn't be there, largely because of the grasses, also because of navigational concerns, which are self-evident if you look at the illustrations that have been provided. As far as net number 2 is concerned, if it were offshore, away from the low water mark, 100 feet, 150 feet, our objections would disappear as to that as well, because then we believe that the small boat navigation along shore would be facilitated. Now, I'm not here to say that you can run a big skiff along there, But anything but really low tide, you can run a small outboard skiff, you can paddle, you can do a lot, row a boat, you can do a lot of things that is proximate to our shore. So that's the two things we're objecting to. Number one, completely for grasses and navigation and the reasons set forth by Mr. Travelston. Number two, we're not objecting to as long as it got shortened, so it's off our shore a little bit.
You mentioned a figure, 100 feet. That,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's like
okay.
A passageway.
Yes, sir.
A national passageway. I want Mr. Sturgis to be able to earn a living. I'm not intending to frustrate that. We have some vested interest as well. Part of your job, I believe, under the public trust doctrine, is try to balance that. And it's not easy. And it'll get harder before it gets easier. But you have public trust doctrine concerns, which I say is a balancing of equities. That means not only ours, but other people who have spoken up, the recreational fishermen, the kayakers, the 111 people that signed their name, the five other people that wrote letters, they have some interest in this. So you're tasked to balance.
They have an equal interest.
Pardon me?
They have an equal interest.
Well, exactly. So we need to get to a middle ground. And I have had nice conversations with the Sturgis. We cannot agree, but it's very respectful, appropriate. And we have a lot
That's
of...
That's better than some cases we have before this body, I can assure you.
Okay, well, we're neighbors. I mean, there's a young man trying to get his business going, and he's obviously got a good start. I'm an old guy trying to keep what I got. You know, so it's kind of a balance there as well. But public trust is one thing. Other uses are the other. And I'm saying the other uses are navigation. The effect on nearby shore, that's me. I say it has some effect. All these things have to be thrown into the pot. That's what you guys have to wrestle with. I'm perfectly content with some kind of a middle ground as I've described. One of the things in balancing the equities, if you may recall my conversation, my representation testimony last time, I calculated that with the four additional nets that Andrew wants, he's going to get exclusive rights to 22 acres of bottom. You add to that the net he already has, he's got exclusive rights to 26 acres of bottom. That's a tough balance for me. Tough balance, and I'm not within the technical knowledge to talk about what is the radiating impact of all the waters between the creeks of this myriad fences of fish fences, whatever you want to call them, legitimate tools of the trade, but they have some impact. So, again, you have good staff that tries hard. You're balancing, you know, the public. You're balancing the commercial folks. Everybody's got standing. You know, where does it go? I don't know. I don't know how good the record is. I don't want to go beyond here today. I'd like to see something worked out. Everybody can say, oh, okay. Everybody did their job. That's the whole. And that's what I would like to do. I want to thank you for your patience, for your interest, and dedication. I know it's not an easy job. And you don't want to tell anybody, no, you can't have it, or you're too bad about your interest. I understand all that. But I don't really have anything to add other than thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Malley. Any questions of Mr. O'Malley?
I have one question.
Mr. Taggart has a question for you, sir.
Mr. O'Malley, you mentioned the Balancing Act with the recommendation of staff's approval of a number two and number three net. Do you feel like that is enough of a balance for you?
And number four. He said he had no interest in number four,
I
believe.
I have no problem with two and three. Number one, I would like to see eliminated.
Right.
I don't know about seagrass beds, how far offshore you could effectively get. It may well be you get off where it doesn't have the functionality that Mr. Sturgis would anticipate because of the depth of the water. Number two, if it's off my shore 150 feet.
You're fine.
I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Was it 100 or 150 feet?
Well, you know, it's arbitrary.
Well, then the reason I asked, Counselor, is you brought the number up, so I just want to make sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's an arbitrary determination on my part.
Okay.
As long as it's below the low water mark, 150 feet, I'd be happy. If you say 100, I'm not angry.
Understand, sir. I just want to make sure that we're on the same sheet of music when we start cutting this up.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Sturgis, as an applicant, you've had 3 minutes to rebut. If you'd like to come up, you have anything else you want to say or address what Mr. O'Malley said? You don't have to if you don't want to. If you do, the opportunity is yours.
I don't know.
Thank you, sir. The matter's before the commission. Or is anyone else here in opposition? get this straight. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Palmer.
We don't see a lot of young people going into business anymore. I've said this many times in the past that when I would go to Waterman's Association meeting, I'm the young guy there. But we need young blood in the industry. And you've got a man there who wants to work and wants to try. He's being a little hard-headed on that first net.
That's one Waterman to another. That's not the commission's position. I didn't say that.
Because I did say something at the end of the last meeting about that. He's being a little hard-headed on that. He doesn't want to give, and I'm not too happy about putting the net on SAVs.
Yes, sir.
But I'd like to see him get at least three of those nets.
Okay. Further comments, Mr. Schick.
And I don't have problems with all four of them, but I do think that they need to, come off the SAVs and that type of thing. So.
Further comments, Mr. Tankard, then Mr. Lane.
I know the Sturgises. They're good folks. They're hard workers, and they're going to do what they say they do. So I feel if we work out any compromise, the compromise will play out as it's supposed to. So I'm very comfortable with that. I do like the staff's recommendation in some regard, but I haven't really heard anything. I think number four, if I'm correct, was the net that the Turner family had some unhappiness about. They would be unable to get to their cabin, but we haven't seen, or they have one small letter, and I haven't seen much about that, to be honest.
And I think if you remember, Mr. Badger pointed out two different. There was some discussion. Where's Hank? There was some discussion about where the actual cabin was that would be impeded, and we weren't really certain.
I think it's really, if I know the Turners as well, I think it's, understand, Hank, it's their other thing, they call it their watch house or observation tower, correct?
Don't pull the plaid out.
Their observation tower is near the mouth, and that's that 40-foot high one. I really thought they were talking about the one that's farther up, which is a smaller one. Matter of fact, I was looking at the map today before I came in here, and I couldn't see the structure on the aerial photography. So I'm still not really sure where that structure is. That's farther north than I think they're talking about.
So thus, I could see a compromise to place out like this, where we would do three nets, and it would be net number two with some distance, 100 or feet offshore, net number three is proposed, and number four is proposed.
If I can make a motion, I would agree with you, because I will tell you, as far as the public trust doctrine, as far as balancing is concerned, I think that if any solution meets that litmus test, I'm convinced that does, but I can't make a motion. Mr. Lane?
I agree with it. I'm concerned about the impact of SAV. I think it's significant. Worked hard to get the grasses growing, and we certainly don't want to disturb that. So I don't have any problem with one and four, and I agree with his comment on that.
Mr. Travelstead?
I'm hearing several of you say you don't want nets in SAV. And
one is the problem. I think there's some
four.
One and four.
In SAV. Here's four. This is the one the Turners object to because it's on, up against the shore, but it's also at least partly in SAV. I just want to make sure you were clear on that.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
Mr. Schick.
I'd like to make a motion. We approve two, three, and four, and that we adjust 2 to 100 foot off the shore and adjust 4 to be out of the SAV.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Tankard as well as Mr. Palmer. But only one can go down.
Yeah.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Gentlemen, thank you very much for a very good debate and teaching everybody up here a little bit about the public trust and how things are supposed to be as far as compromise is concerned. It's a breath of fresh air. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.